You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Don't be afraid to fight with it. Feel your mind, your mind, control you. Do whatever I'm getting older, I'm getting older.
Hello, this is DJ Paprika, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome.
Hello.
This is Phonomancers Anonymous.
And today we have... Oh, and this is speaking is DJ Headphones from last week. Remember me? And today we have a special guest with us. Do you have a DJ name?
I don't have a... Should I have a DJ name?
Only if you want.
Okay, I'll think of one.
2 weeks ago, someone who was here was DJ Bad Version of Your Poem.
Yeah, that was Hannah.
That? Yeah.
I was trying to
I'll think.
Yeah, anonymous. we didn't give our guest any time to prepare for this, so
that's okay.
It's our fault.
But I'm Emma. I'm here to hang out.
Oh, my God.
I'm DJ here to hang out.
Oh, I love
Perfect.
It. I love it.
Yeah. I love that.
So what's today's theme, DJ Paprika?
Today's theme, I named it after something Emma said earlier, because I asked you both for requests.
Oh.
And she said, I don't know any music.
Oh no, that's today's theme.
And so that's today's theme.
Oh my God, I love it.
I'm honored and also feel bad.
Today's theme.
No, that's nice.
I don't know any music.
I don't know any music. But it's born out of a different... the thing that I had going on, which was centered around an opera that takes place in space. Mm-hmm. And so I reached out to Miranda, our resident opera expert.
True.
Or just someone who knows things about opera.
If only your mom was here, she could be our actual resident opera expert.
Well, I am an extension.
I think Miranda is an opera expert.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
She could sing something for us, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Next time.
Yeah.
Next time, yeah.
So I asked Miranda for like an aria.
I did.
So
yes.
What did you provide for us?
Well, the first selection, I forget.
It's
Ernani.
Yeah.
Ernani and Volami. It's mm-hmm. from the opera Ernani by Giuseppe Verdi, who's awesome dude. When I was in middle school or high school, I had a photo of him as my background on my phone.
Oh my God.
No.
Yes. Because he's...
like an oil painting? Like how long ago did
you... I was thinking like everyone else had Channing Tatum kind of picture. And
that's exactly
that.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's... I mean... I love him.
Wow.
I think if you saw a photo of him... You... Well, he's an amazing composer. When you hear this music, maybe you'll feel what I feel. Or maybe you won't. And you'll be like, what the heck happened to Phonomancers Anonymous?
Hey, I asked for this.
Oh, that's true.
You all keep thinking that this radio show is like good.
Every week,
Miranda was like, I always ruin what Priyanka has going on. I'm like, I don't have anything going
on. This radio show is good.
It's just not... I'm not good at providing the indie jams that Priyanka is.
Indie jams.
So this is... I forget what it's even about. I think she's just singing about this dude who left her. And she's sad about it. Mm. But she's pissed. Like, she gets really angry in it. And so there's two parts to it. And it's sung by Maria Callas, who is like...
like the greatest of all time.
She's like one of the most well-known. Like, if you know Luciano Pavarotti, then you know Maria Callas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we have. And then there's more to come. Oh my God, I want to play another one.
Okay.
I'm very excited. I feel really stupid, but I'm excited.
Hey, we're just talking about things that we love. It should be fun.
I know. I feel like a nerd.
I feel like your DJ name should be DJ More to Come now.
Oh my God.
Observation.
DJ More to Come.
It has potential. Mm-hmm. It really does.
It has more
like,
than potential.
It has potential to, like, you know, we could, like, make puns off of it and, mm-hmm. like, joke about it.
Ew.
It's got joke potential.
Thank you. swell and swollen. And you who caught me shooting across the sky like a star. But now who bought me told me to never let it get too far. See my silhouette, so you're standing scared of me.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
That was Moses Sumney with Plastic. And before that was The Opera.
The Opera.
Mm-hmm. The Aria.
I was underwhelmed. I apologize for playing it.
Why were you underwhelmed?
Because there are better things I could have shared with you.
Well, you have a whole year of a radio show.
Oh my gosh. We should play one. We can do one opera selection per thing.
I should send you, I'm going to send you this one song, since the opera made me think of it, this one like really exciting Portuguese jazz song. You do not have to play it, but I want
playing
to
it.
Listen to
yes,
it
because we are.
It's really kind of energizing.
Yeah,
it's
wait, how did you find out about this song?
Well, because I had to take a class on the genre, and then my professor played it as one of the like sort of hip new interpretations, and it's like really hip.
It's really hip.
How hip?
Like so hip.
Wow, I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'm gonna send it to you. Okay. You don't have to play, but it sort of is like in the same like maybe atmosphere as this opera.
Yeah,
maybe
this opera, like this hour long opera, or that opera that Miranda just played.
More conceptually. Like, right. Opera.
The life. Opera, which is life. The life that is opera.
Okay.
But with, like, fun, new interpretations.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Which is not what you played, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
Cool.
No, I love it.
How's your week going, DJ Paprika, or DJ... I don't...
Here to hang out.
Here to hang out.
DJ More to Come, DJ Here to Hang Out.
Yes.
I love these DJ names that are just phrases, not names.
Exactly.
I like it.
Exactly.
Right.
So...
My week, I don't know, it's Thursday.
Yeah.
It is warm today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Weirdly enough, I think it's part of what's throwing me off.
Yeah.
Like, we turned the heat on in our house last night, and then it was warm today, and it was, like, super cold yesterday, and I think a lot of atmospheric, like, changes have just thrown me off kilter, but I'm here.
You're here. You're thriving in your floral top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about you?
My week is going well. My house also thought about, we were all freezing last night. We thought about putting on the heat. And then we were like, oh, it's going to be 70 degrees tomorrow. Oh, we're going to hold off. I should have texted you.
You should have let me know. Why don't you let me know about the weather every day, Emma?
I know.
The heat doesn't go up to my room.
Really?
I learned last night.
Oh my gosh.
So
for context, Miranda lives in the upstairs.
Yes, that's true. I live in the upstairs and there's no heat.
Oh.
I have my own dial.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know about that. I have to figure out the ways of that time.
Yeah. I guess I could take this moment to say that WMFO is having a donation drive right now. Donations drive. And because it's a community-supported radio, and the donations drive happens every year to keep WMFO freeform, so we never have to play ads, only PSAs. And on that note, I'm going to play you a donation PSA. Actually, that could be the donation PSA. But you know what? We'll get the official message, too. It's good to get the official message, right?
Here at WMFO, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
So that's that. And you should go to WMFO.org to donate if you have those kind of funds.
We love it here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is Emma's first time in the studio, and
it's a really good time.
Her reaction was fun.
It's beautiful. The Isn't space it? Is really beautiful. Okay, this is going to sound really nerdy, but you brought me here, so. Mm-hmm. I saw the walls and thought, what a landscape. But it's so beautiful.
It like, is. Tell me more, because I want to hear it from your point of view.
It's just so marked. Mm-hmm. That's what, yeah. And I just didn't expect the marking.
Yeah, there's years and years on these walls.
Years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can write about it.
I'm not going to, but yeah. And the ceiling, like, it's this building is so marked. Mm-hmm. You cannot walk in here and, like, erase all the other people who have ever walked in here.
That's true. Right. Like, your footsteps are on top of other people's footsteps.
Yeah.
I wonder who thought of that. Also, all of these records are here.
Yeah, we're going to play a record at some point. Not today, because I'm not prepared, and I think I'll mess it up.
No, yeah, another time.
But another time. Yeah.
But they are from all times, all years.
All years. This is an archive.
It really is.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about WMFO as an archive.
Yeah.
But it is.
Now we're going to. Let's bring it up in our
We'll start the discourse.
Yeah. I was going to say something. That's gone now, though.
I'm sending you this song is what I'm trying to do.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to see the studio through new eyes, aka Emma Khan's eyes.
Oh, that's sweet.
And, yeah. So donate. And I'm going to play, or don't. Or just keep listening, call in, engage with us in some
call
way.
Call in.
Call in. Our number's 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. And I will pick up. And we will talk, and you'll be on air. So
wait, I have a question before we play the next song.
Yeah.
Do you guys have like one radio like soundbite like announcement that's like your like is like your childhood memory of the radio? Okay, because like for example, mine is in Brownfield, Maine. There's 93.5 WMWV Music Without Boundaries, and it's like that sentence is like so joyful to me.
Oh, that's Music Without Boundaries. That's
music
a really good
without
one.
Boundaries.
I have a really distinct one that I still think about. So, Philadelphia's 106.1. Mm-hmm. It changed since then, but they would always play it at like my preschool. It was like one of my first times I would like listen to the radio, and my dad would always play it. But it was WJJZ 106.1 Smooth Jazz. So they would play it at like nap time for us. My dad even got like the compilation CD that had like their like. I don't know, the songs they love to play. And then they got taken over by this really mediocre, like, you know, like top 40 for people above 40 type radio stations that play
top
it. Like,
40 for people above 40?
Yeah. You know, like it plays at dentist's office. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of radio got taken over by. It was like Mix 106.1. But I still, and then so 106.1 WJJZ had a song. And so I would always like sing along with it, and it was like WJJZ 106.1 Smooth Jazz.
Smooth Jazz. Oh my god.
It was so good.
That's amazing.
Do you have one, Randy?
I never listened to the radio growing up.
Oh, true.
Because I mean, when I was young. Yeah. I listened to it in high school because I was like trying to like branch
out.
Yeah,
like Kiss FM.
Because I didn't have a car. So I, right. You know, when you're in the car, you just always find the radio.
That's true. Like growing up in the suburbs, you just drive everywhere, and that's why we listen to the radio.
I used to listen to Z100.
Yeah. Which is like
Elvis Duran show in the morning, and I'd laugh on the bus with my mom.
Oh my God, that's sweet.
On the way to school, because she brought me to school every day.
It reminds me, I took the school bus to school, and in seventh grade, my bus driver would play the radio for us, even though I'm pretty sure, so she would play like our top, like pop radio, like Q102, that's what we called it. Elvis Duran would sometimes come on because he's like syndicated or whatever.
Oh.
And that was, I still remember the day I first heard Just Dance by Lady Gaga on the bus.
Wow.
Because my bus driver was playing Q102 in the morning, and it was like nothing I had ever heard before.
And that was like her first song.
It was seventh grade. I was 12. Yeah.
Can we play Just Dance?
We can. Yeah. That's funny. We played Lady Gaga last time too, but I would love to.
You don't have to.
No, I want to.
I want to hear it now.
I've obviously always loved Lady Gaga, but like in the past like 6 months, I've started listening to her more like on purpose.
Yes.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. Wasn't your first concert Lady Gaga, Emma?
It wasn't, but I did go. That's a good guess. Yeah, maybe
it was my first concert, Lady Gaga.
But recently you were talking about how you went to see her tour with your mom.
I really did. Yeah. That was a fun time.
I saw her with my cousin. I think it's the only pop concert I ever went. Like, I've only ever been to, like, opera concerts.
Mm-hmm. Opera concerts. Rock out. Okay, always. I'm going to play... We can continue this convo after I play some more music, because I don't want my listeners to wonder what's happening to the Phono Anon brand, which is...
Music.
So here's More Mother with Time Float. Turning back.
uma rocha, uma cruz, e o teu barco negro dançava na luz. Vi teu braço acenando entre as velas soltas, dizem as velhas da praia.
Hello? Who's this?
Hi, this is Trina.
Hi, Trina.
I knew this was going to happen.
Hi.
Granted, we knew this was going to happen because Trina told us she was going to call in. How are you?
I didn't know. I'm surprised.
I did say I was going to call.
Right after your 4:15 class. Oh, my God.
Wow. Sorry. So you're on air, just to be clear. So say hi to everyone.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Trina.
So we have people listening, but we also have us. You can just talk to us. We have DJ More to Come.
More to Come.
AKA
Miranda.
And then DJ
Here to Hang Out.
Here to Hang Out. I forgot your DJ names. I was put on the spot. And that's Emma. So
do you have a DJ name, Trina?
Yeah, Trina, do you want a DJ name?
Oh my God, I really want a DJ name, like so bad. I don't know why I stumbled so hard on that sentence.
Do you have thoughts?
But I really want one.
Yeah, what do you want to be called? It's up to you.
DJ is doing okay. DJ is doing okay.
Amazing.
Good for you.
We love the trends.
I really
love,
worked hard
DJ
on that
is
one.
Doing okay. It's good because it's a sentence. The best kind of DJ names are the ones that are full sentences in and of themselves.
Really exactly. I really feel in my element with this one. It's been a long time coming, and I just feel like, you know, as an artist, I have to know how to manage my brand. And part of that is knowing what to call myself. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Right. It's knowing what to call yourself. It's knowing what telling other people what to call you.
Exactly. It's all about a reclamation of my identity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it. That's so true.
Thank you. So can I make a request?
Okay.
Do you guys play, can you guys play a song by Sweatshop Boys?
Oh, we definitely can.
Uh-huh.
Trina, uh-huh.
Yes.
Can you explain?
What do the Pet Shop Boys mean to you?
No, not Pet Shop Boys. Listen.
Wait, it's Sweatshop.
Trina, can you explain Sweatshop Boys to Miranda, who is uninformed?
Oh.
Well, I actually am pretty new to them myself, but yeah. The Sweatshop Boys are this group of young brown men.
Yeah, they're a duo.
South Asian.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a duo? Okay.
Yeah. So I can tell you.
Well-versed I am. They're a duo. They make music, and their music is like a fusion of South Asian music and also like hip-hop and like EDM.
It's
and
really
super,
good. So the
it's
two people, yeah.
I've never heard anything like it. So yeah.
It's very cool.
And I love it. And I love supporting them. So.
Oh, me too.
But not supporting Sweatshops.
But yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's spelled S-W-E-T. Sweatshop
yeah,
Boys.
Sweat.
Sweat. And so the one guy is Riz Ahmed. He's an actor. You know Riz Ahmed. He's like
not
he's
on
British.
And wasn't he in Star Wars?
Yeah, he was in like the Rogue One Star Wars movie.
I saw a photo.
He's been an actor. You'd recognize him. He's been an actor for a long time, but he's British, Pakistani, and then the other dude is Heems, who's a rapper already in his own right.
Oh my god.
From New York. And amazing. They're both amazing.
Yeah, and they're separately so good, and together. And they talk about like things that affect South Asian people, but also like beautiful things. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They're just
and
so
like
good.
Love, yeah.
They talk about love, but they talk about it in a way that I feel like you wouldn't really hear like it being talked about. It like wow, I'm really stumbling.
Keep going.
Anyway,
oh,
they
you're
talk
perfect.
About love, but it's like through a South Asian lens. So like a lot of the things are really relatable because they make very specific references
very
to South
specific.
Asian culture.
It's very cool to
and
hear. Yeah.
It's so cool.
I
and
think.
Yeah,
do you have
I,
a song in mind?
Them.
Cause I love a lot of their songs.
Oh my god, yeah. I don't know if they just came out with this one, but it's the first one that I heard by them. It's called Aja.
That's the one I was like, gonna play, Trina.
Amazing.
Oh my god, you gotta play that one. Aja means like come, like it,
like
it's
come
like
to
a
me,
casual
love.
Way yeah. of like come through, like yeah. not really come through, but yeah. like. Like come dance or come do something like jolly. It's like a positive yeah. connotation. Like
yeah. So they sample this older Hindi song called Aja, and then they yeah. But you can hear it. It's very good. Trina, do you have anything else to add? Do you have any questions for us?
No. I'm just so blessed that I was able to do this. I literally am so excited. DJ is doing okay. Is really doing okay right now.
Oh,
that's so spectacular.
I couldn't want anything more than that.
Yeah, this is really perfect.
We've been so blessed with your voice and your song suggestions.
Oh my god, wow. Thank you.
And
thank
your
you
light.
So much.
Yeah, and you know how to listen,
oh
right? You know, you can listen on your phone if you just go to WMFO.org.
Okay, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah.
So once you play the song, I'm gonna go on.
Yeah.
I have to hang up and then I'm going to go
first,
on the app.
First hang up.
I mean, I'm going to go online.
I think you should hang
okay,
up first.
Hang up.
And yeah, because otherwise it gets confusing.
But we do want to
okay.
talk to you, but maybe afterwards.
Yeah.
No, for sure. No, for sure.
Hang up.
Bye, Trina.
Bye, Trina.
Bye.
Polish girl, chat that Slovak. You sweet like baklava. You know I'm hot as Benny Lava. And if your man them intervening, I'll go get the balaclava. Your man them can't see me. Sideman, man, I'm Mario Luigi. That's you on your fucking green dungarees.
You're like Savile Row on a businessman.
I still choose.
Only girl I know that don't have Instagram.
No Instagram.
Cause you get so shy in photos, but you're so fine. Walking around in real life is actually like you're a Photoshop.
Don't be Photoshopped.
When a pop won't stop me, you're like, yo, yo, what?
Yo, 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 what?
You're so solid like garage when Ono dropped.
Oh, no.
Girl, you brought me back like Robocop.
Hey, baby.
These other girls, but you turn the FOMO off.
Oh, many times.
Drink too much, she said. I travel too much and I think too much. She said, I always carry weed and it stink too much. She said, my phone full of girls and we link too much. I said, I can't help myself. I'm a sexy motherfucker. They wanna get on this side, cause we don't give a fuck here. They wanna get on this side, cause we don't give a fuck here. Popo and my exes, I steady got a duck here. She said, I'm a slut, I'm a hoe, I'm a freak. She said, I got a different girl every day of the week. She said, she called the cops on me, cause I get in them streets. She said that I ain't shit. She said I passed my peak. She said she ride on top and get up in my sheets. She said she really think that my style is unique. She a blessing and a treat. I really think she's neat. She say this shit I need to hear. I really think that's sweet.
So that was Sweatshop Boys. We just had a really good time listening, personally. We, just me.
No, that was awesome.
Yeah.
There's nothing else that you can do.
Yeah.
But just listen to the song.
It's very good.
Feel the music.
They have a lot of different stuff going on. I'm going to play a PSA. We could do something called... Oh, there's a lot of donation PSAs right now. We could do something called Kids on Dads, Fatherhood.
That's okay.
Yikes. I'm also curious.
Me too. Or we could do something called Second Pre-Diabetes Test. Oh, no, it's called 60-Second Pre-Diabetes Test.
Yeah.
Do the first one.
Okay, I'm really curious.
Kids on Dads.
Sorry, everybody.
Kids on Dads. I'm just kidding. We're not going to do Kids on Dads. We're going to play a song instead.
We could try
you
to do
read one.
Kids
Should I read
on
one?
Dads PSA.
I'm going to read one.
We're going to do it old school. We're going to do it very old school.
And I'm also going to drag every headphone that I found.
This has been quite a journey.
I'm on the journey. I'm in it.
You've really gotten a glimpse into... I feel like we're breaking the fourth wall a lot during this hour.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Glimpse into the studio life.
What are these PSAs like?
There, some of them are very interesting.
Okay.
Well, if you go to the beginning, there's like recent ones.
Well, no, I've done these.
You don't want to talk about exercise?
No.
What about like?
I like this one.
Okay, do it.
Did you have something?
No.
All right, go. PSA okay. voice.
The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitkman Art Center at 40 Talbot on the Somerville, Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
I love it.
Yeah, we love the PSA binder. And we also love opera. So we're going to play another one for you. Miranda, you want to introduce this opera singer, this opera?
Well, I was debating a couple different things to play. Priyanka told me to be dramatic, so I just tried to find like my most dramatic things that I could think of, and hence this was one of them that I came up with. It's called In Questa Reggia, which is it's from the opera Turandot, which is my dad's favorite opera, and basically the whole opera is very hard to explain, but it's about this queen who has a lot of suitors because she's apparently the most beautiful woman in the entire world. Mm. That's how it goes. And she's supposed to... The opera is very complicated and also messed up in a lot of ways. Just want to preface that. But basically, she has all these suitors, but her grandmother or her aunt's husband killed her, and so she doesn't trust men and she hates men, basically. So in order... So when she has these suitors, she has them answer three riddles, and if they have to get all the riddles right, if they don't get the riddles right, every single one, she beheads them for even trying to like be with her. So this song is her being like, my aunt this, or my family member, this happened to her with men, I don't like men, and if you want to be with me, because this guy Khalaf tries to, she's like, if you want to be with me, you have to answer these three riddles. Mm. And then she talks about what the riddles are.
This is like her laying
this
down the law.
This is her being,
like,
yes.
Representing,
like,
yeah.
If you want to come for me, this is what you need
to
do.
Is this where the Spice Girls got it from?
Like, maybe.
If you
want to
be my love, you know?
Yes, yeah, that's exactly what I
get with these three riddles.
Yes.
Make it last forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget, there's something else. Anyway.
But who sings this?
Her name is Birgit Nielsen.
Oh, okay.
She's not... I don't really know a lot about her. I think she's German.
Oh, she sounds German.
Yeah. The other person, just quickly, the other person that we were going to play was Leontine Price. We didn't play Leontine Price. Mm. But please Google Leontine Price.
Yeah, we'll play her next time.
Next time.
This is just the first installment of many.
Mm-hmm.
Hey!
So that was the second installment of today's opera extravaganza. We played other songs too, though.
Just a taste.
We played Night Jewel before that, The Answer, one of my favorite albums of the summer. Mm. It's called Real High. And this is DJ Paprika, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Free.